It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December 4th and 5th, depending on when you're listening to this show. Thanksgiving has come and gone, as well as my birthday, which was November 27th. And speaking of November 27th, last weekend we had Dr. Mark Rubenstein, who's the new chancellor of the community college system, did a great job of explaining how wonderful our community college system is and what his vision to even make it better. And, of course, in terms of the workforce here in the dental industry, we actually will be chatting with Mark and probably the leader, Gretchen, of NHCI, the Concord Community College, to talk about how we can expand the workforce with regard to dental hygienists. So that was covered last weekend, the 27th, 28th. Big shout-out to my running friends who participated in the Bishop Brady Race, which is a fundraiser for the run for, excuse me, for Habitat for Humanity, and that was occurred on the 27th. Normally, they ran the race on Thanksgiving, but there's so many races on Thanksgiving that they moved their race to the 27th, and they actually coordinated it with my birthday, so it was pretty cool. A lot of my running friends were there, and then on Thanksgiving Day itself, a bunch of us were at Delta Dental Stadium, actually over 2,000 for the Millennium Series race. And if you're listening to this on the 4th, you can still run Saturday's Millennium Santa Claus Shuffle, which is down on Main Street early in the afternoon on Saturday the 4th. And on the 5th, Sunday the 5th, is the arthritis road race, which will be out of Delta Dental Stadium. Next week, after this week's guest, will be Rob Grable, who will be talking about the soccer scene in New Hampshire. So with that kind of introduction, I know she has walked off her turkey, knowing her. So my guest, the famous, world-famous VP of Human Resources, Connie Roy-Chakowski. Connie, thank you for joining me this week, and you need no introduction. You don't.
Thank you.
So everybody knows Connie. She's on almost as many boards as I am. Any board that I'm not on, she populates, and so therefore every board in the state requests donations from us. And I think in general we're pretty generous about it. So it's kind of
absolutely
fun. But Connie has been at my side as in the partnership. Really since 1997. So I came up to New Hampshire in June of 1995, and one of the things I wanted to do was elevate the human side of the enterprise to a level that it deserves, which is, of course, and everybody knows this now, if you don't have great people, you're not going to accomplish much. So we recruited Connie from the city of Manchester, and she flew up to Concord. This is a famous story, which I will tell on her retirement party, which I'll talk about in a second. But basically, before I even got the words out about the offer, she said, "I'll take the position." So, Connie, I could have offered you, like, I don't know, $10,000 a year, and you would have said yes.
So, you bet.
That's so funny. But Connie, of course, and everybody knows Northeast Delta Dental has received, you know, numerous awards for best company to work for, and we're in the Hall of Fame. But neither Connie nor I do what we do to win awards. That's kind of the icing on the cake. So, and Connie knows I've said this routinely that, you know, my best hire, I was really new in 1995. I had to deal with some governance issues with regard to the company and the dental community. And once those were sorted out, the next thing I did is we really needed to elevate the human side of the enterprise. And one of my board members said, "You should really talk to Connie." And we did. And Connie and I hit it off. And here we are, you know, 26 years later. And here we are. Unfortunately, yep, for me and the company, Connie is going to retire at the end of this year, and thank you, Connie, for extending your retirement for a year. Just want to give Connie sort of public acclamation. She was scheduled to retire back in 2020, and of course COVID hit, and as well as we did as an industry, and as well as we did as Northeast Delta Dental, obviously, Connie was working really hard. We first had to furlough some people and then bring them back, and so there was nobody like Connie that did all of that. And then, of course, COVID really continued into 2021, so Connie agreed to stay on. So thank you for taking one for the Gipper, I guess.
You are very welcome, Tom. It's been such a pleasure working at Northeast Delta Dental all these years, and it's been a great pleasure partnering with you. You're right. We hit it off, and I think we've been good partners over the years, and I think that's important. With an HR person and a CEO, I think that direct line of communication is very key in that relationship. So thank you for everything that you do for the company, and it has been a great run.
Yeah, we've had so much fun. I mean, Connie and I work late nights sometimes to get everything done, and we tell it like it is to each other. Then we move on. and the company. We have a lot of fun. So Connie will be missed. Now Connie, one of course, Level 5 Leadership, which you espouse to, which you are. You were able to find a successor, Ryan King, and then that was part of a responsibility mm-hmm. of leadership. So, here's a real credit to Connie. What Ryan said to me, if he can do 50% of what Connie's done for the company, then he'll look at it as, that he's been pretty successful. So thank you for finding your replacement, too.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think we're off to a good start there.
And and a lot of what we just talked about, to put a plug in, so I kind of was writing diaries during the pandemic, and so ultimately that culminated in a book called Prepare for a Crisis, Plan to Thrive. And it's really the story of, what Connie and what the vice presidential team here did during the height of COVID to be successful. Many in the community know we gave back $27 million to the community in terms of premium relief, close to $19 million of premium we didn't collect from customers. We gave dentists $7 million so they could stay in business. We gave our individual customers premium relief. We paid our brokers their commissions as if we were collecting the premium, and we gave, at least $500,000 to various non-for-profits who are struggling. So that all collectively came into $27 million that we gave back to the community. So the book, Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, is kind of that inside baseball story. You'll be able to get it at Gibson's in a couple of weeks and at Amazon in about a week. And I think as people read it, you'll definitely see Connie throughout. So, Connie, thank you for that, really. And I feel like the company is so much stronger because of all your efforts. But let's take a step back. Obviously, you and I may not be as objective, but why do you think Northeast Delta Dental is such a great place to work for?
I think a lot of it comes from having smart, competent people, which means that we're fussy in our hiring process. And as you have said many times, Tom, it's better to wait to hire the right person than to hire the wrong person for a job. So I think that's a big part of it. You have to warmly welcome people into the organization, and you start doing that at the time that you're interviewing people so that they understand what kind of a place they're potentially coming to. So that relationship, I think, is strong in terms of the way we welcome people. And then when we eventually hire them, that right person comes in, and we do the same at that point to make that start of that relationship really solid. I think the other thing is, and speaking of books, your books are always my favorite, Tom, but I also have...
and the two other books, just to put a plug, not for me, but basically, so we, Professor Annabelle Burrell and I wrote a book on mindfulness, and a lot of Delta Dental employees in a composite way are featured in that book. And then there was the first book on leadership that I co-authored with Dave Cowens. So after mm-hmm. Connie finishes thoroughly reading those books, which we give to all of our new employees, you then...
And that's great. It sets the tone at the start, right? It's great that we get those books.
Yeah, it allows me to... I always... It's been a little bit more difficult to talk a lot with the few new employees we've hired recently, obviously, because many of them working virtually. But it's always given me an opportunity to... You know, chat with new employees because I can talk about the book. We do this coffee with the coach, which we still do, where I get to meet with all of the new employees along with some veteran employees. And then Connie has a very sophisticated, you know, onboarding. And if they read the books, they sort of get a handle on the corporate values of the company. And that's really allowed me to start off with a real positive relationship with our newer employees. And I know that... I always give them a hint that in the book, There Are No Do-Overs, which was the first book on leadership with Dave Cowens. Chapter 8 is on communication, and I always say, if you want to skip, go right to Chapter 8 because that's what it's all about. And so you would agree, Connie, that communication and transparency has played a huge role in our employee engagement. So why don't you take that question, but also I cut you off on you were going to recommend a book, I think.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite books is Drive by Daniel Pink, and he talks about purpose, mastery, and autonomy. And I think that is the secret of why our workplace is a great workplace. You know, when you talk about purpose, when I look at our employee surveys, one of the questions is, the mission and purpose of my organization makes me feel that my job is important. And 92% of our people have agreed that that's correct. And when we compare ourselves to the norm, and this is, you know, other companies that apply for the Best Company Awards, we're 10% higher than them. And I think mission and purpose really matters to people. Mastery matters to people. The fact that we give people all the tools they need to do a great job, we give them the training, we give them the support, the management support they need to be competent and able to do their jobs well. And then autonomy. You know, people talk all the time about let us do the work to the best of our ability. We feel stifled if somebody's looking over our shoulder. So trust us to do the right job and a good job. And that will make us really enjoy and succeed in the kind of work we do. So I just wanted to mention that because I think Daniel Pink nailed it. And I think when I read it, I thought, oh my God, this is exactly, it fits so well with what we do. So in terms of communication, we always got high marks on communication, but even though we get high marks in the surveys, when you read the survey comments or when you talk to people about what could we do better, it's always communication. So no matter how well you do, you can never rest on your laurels there. You'll always have to do better. And I think that I've always called Tom the supreme connector of dots. no matter what's going on and whether people understand what's going on, whether they're new or they've been employed with us for a long time and just haven't paid attention to something, Tom will connect those dots to make people feel like they really understand what's going on in the company. And I think that's amazing. You're at it every day. You were at it during the pandemic. And I think that's what really kept people engaged to the point where, you know, everybody's still excited and eager to be part of our company. So communication, I think if people emulate what you do in terms of communication, they're going to be in good shape as we are in good shape on that one.
Well, let's pause there because I do want to expand on that as well as the metrics from our employee engagement survey, which we did put historical metrics in the book. So we'll return with the world-famous Connie Roy Jackowski after commercial break.
Welcome back to the second half of Northeast Delta Dental Radio with your host, Tom Raffio.
this weekend of December 4th and 5th. And with me this weekend is Connie Roy-Jakowski, who is the dynamite, fantastic, amazing Vice President of Human Resources at Northeast Delta Dental and has worked with me in partnership for close to 27 years. And one of the great things for me was when Connie said yes, she would come on board in 1997. And a former mayor of Manchester, who you and I both know and love, said that was the greatest thing that I ever did, and I always say that. And it was the city's loss. But anyway, Connie, thank you again. So we're talking about the communication. So one of the things we have this document in the book, and again, the book is called Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, is we have done this survey of our employees really for many years. And so the average, and the survey is of other, it's conducted with other best companies in New Hampshire. So the database is sort of the cream of the crop. So it's not like every employer in New Hampshire is using it and applies for it. So to be above the norm is incredible. So in terms of between 2016 and 2020, the metric that we had for being highly engaged was 80%, which is 18% higher than the norm. And again, the norm is the cream of the crop. It starts at the top, 86%. We were at 17% of the norm. And then in terms of communication, close to 90%, and we were 16% above the norm. And again, communication is a lot of it is extremely hard work. And then we did do this survey in 2021 when, you know, three quarters of our employees were basically working virtually the whole year. And believe it or not, those incredible metrics that I just reviewed with you, the average between 2016 and 2020, actually increased in 2021. So the communication increased by 1 percentage point, so 90 plus, and we're 14% above the norm. And the overall sort of engagement metric went from 86 to 87%. So what you were saying before the commercial about staying in touch with employees and stakeholders is so important, as you know, because you get them every day. I'm over 400 daily communications since March 16th. And to my dentists in the community, and those are more like weekly as opposed to daily, I'm at like 103. So staying connected is so critical. And you gave me the idea, Connie, that people like the combination of they want me to connect the dots, as you said, but they also want kind of the personal thing. So what I've learned is that, you know, my routine was I would do emails in the morning and my granddaughter would be climbing all over me. And so I would acknowledge to people that, you know, you might be struggling being as focused, but we understand that. And people really like that sort of humanistic side of things, that, you know, that this was the reality. And then you connect the dots on the strategy that, you know, we're going to get back up and running. So in New Hampshire, we couldn't really have the business between March 16th and May 11th, but on May 11th, the dental offices opened up again, and Connie orchestrated the return of people that were furloughed, and most everybody came back, and just that type of communication. So I guess I'm a total agreement with you that I have just found that you can't communicate enough. What do you think?
Yeah, and not only did you communicate with people who were employed, but those 40 people that we furloughed for 2-3 months, they got a daily email from you. And my goodness, you know, keeping that connection going during a really rough period of time where everybody was feeling isolated, but particularly, you know, the poor people who ended up furloughed, there was no way we were going to keep customer service and, you know, other people in the company, claims analysts, busy when the dental offices were closed. So laying them off was the right thing to do. And the fact that they had a lifeline to the company every single day just meant the world to them. You know how much of a difference that made in their lives.
And I think we had a really good partnership, because I would do these emails, and as Connie said, we had obviously a database for our active employees, but we had this other database for, you know, furloughed employees, just to make sure they knew still the strategies, still, you know, we're planning to have you come back. And when all was said and done, and I write about this in the book, all but five people basically returned. You know, two people's jobs ultimately, because there were no longer in-person meetings and lunch and learns. The two jobs went away, and three people retired. But as long as people knew that there was going to be a time when they were going to come back. Now, I had sort of the easier of the two jobs, because that's kind of in a macro way. Obviously, there's a lot of specific, you know, details in between, including situations where people got COVID and things like that. And Connie was, I would say, on the phones incredible amount. So the communication outwardly for me and Connie was important, but it was also so important that Connie and I stay in total sync, because I needed to hear sort of the context. And I neither wanted to overstate or understate, meaning I wanted to be optimistic about our future, but I didn't want to promise something that we couldn't deliver. We have an expression in the company, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. And part of being a servant leader is, you know, expressing and you know, the reality. But once, we're fortunate in New Hampshire, once the governor's task force came out with the new rules, how to go to the dentist, they were back up and running on, you know, May 11th, and people returned to sort of pre-COVID norms. So thank you for helping me out on that. And this is kind of my tease for the book, though. If you want more details, you're going to have to buy it. Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive. It will be in the bookery if you're in the Manchester area, not yet. And it will be in Gibson's, and it'll be on Amazon. So you have this distinguished career. I think everybody knows, in addition to being the leader on the human side of the enterprise at Delta Dental, she also is instrumental in our board recruiting, goes through the same process, you know, sort of the value proposition, bringing on the board members that are going to really elevate the company. And she does so much work with compensation, et cetera. But she also is on so many boards and provides so much leadership, including, you know, the community college system, but many other boards. Like I said, any board that I'm not on, she's on, so we donate to everybody. But would you, and she promises me that, when she does retire, she'll slow down a little bit. I don't believe it.
A little bit.
But I know you love to travel, and she's a big time believer in walking. So she's always been supportive of all the, you know, the wellness part of the promotion of my daily communications, which is, you know, people need to stay well. You know, because obviously if you're not well, you know, you're not going to obviously, you know, perform. Anyway, but tell me, as you know, we have a few minutes. Like, tell me what you have valued most with your colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. I know they valued, you know, your mentorship. I know both you and I mentored a lot of young emerging managers and non-managers, and to see sometimes these people get great jobs outside of Delta Dental, we always celebrate. But what's kind of sum up. You know, your relationship with your colleagues. Talk about that.
Well, I'm going to miss that the most. I think learning about people, I've always been really interested in what motivates people. And hearing people's stories and knowing that, you know, nobody comes to work to make a disaster or make a mistake or do something wrong. Everybody comes well-intended and caring. But it doesn't always turn out that we can have a day where we don't make a mistake or don't step in it. So I think I've really valued the fact that people have trusted me, and I think they've valued that I trust them. And when you let your guard down and talk about what you really need and talk about what you really want, and you can have a conversation like that with an HR person, I think that leads to problem solving, future success. I'm going to miss that. I really have enjoyed that one-on-one with people, and I've enjoyed a lot of really great relationships with people in our company. And I've enjoyed the fact that, you know, on the senior team, our attitude is say yes before coming up with reasons to say no. I know, some organizations have reasons not to do things. And I think in our organization, we've been encouraged to be creative and start with yes. Even though you might get to know eventually, starting with yes makes us more creative and makes us think out of the box. And you've supported that all the way. And I think that starts at the top, Tom. I've appreciated working in an environment like that and have really enjoyed my 20-something years at Delta Dental. I'll miss it greatly.
And what's been really fun, too, is Connie, of course, as I said, is a brilliant HR leader. But Connie participated in all of our strategic discussions. So when we've done these transformational things like the Health Rural Wellness Program, which has totally transformed the dental industry, or the Guarantee of Service Excellence, Connie wasn't a bystander in that process. She was participating in the group's decision to go forth and do these innovative things within some of these programs we've done, like spending millions to get on to the public exchange. They weren't without risk, so it was great that Connie was an equal player in that. And then, of course, that allows Connie to have that breadth of understanding. So when we're hiring people in operations and marketing, I mean, she knows the strategies as well as anybody. So, Connie, thank you for really 26-plus years of partnership. Already miss you. I get to have you through the holidays, and then I know you're going to be doing some additional recruiting follow-up and compensation next year, so you won't be far. And for those of you that are friends of Connie in the community, we'll be in touch with you as far as we're doing. Connie has so many friends, we're actually doing two virtual retirement parties, one for employee colleagues and then one for external colleagues. So if you haven't heard from myself or Sarah or Christina, you will. But if not, give me a call at 223-1300, because I know so many people, and it's not just Delta Dental, but Connie's been so instrumental in elevating the HR field in New Hampshire and really, indeed, the United States, because we've also, in addition to being best company to work for in New Hampshire, we've also gotten, national, recognitions. And everywhere I go, when people are looking for HR advice, I say, have you talked to Connie? And then they get the answer. So, Connie, thank you for a stellar career. You'll be missed, but I know you'll still be out there in the community. I know you're going to travel a lot, but you're probably not going to move from Manchester, right?
I probably will never move from Manchester.
Great.
But I will be on a plane many times in the coming years, so
good.
For sure.
And, I know you love to travel, which is great. But the fact that you'll still be a jewel in New Hampshire is going to be so good. So, Connie Roy-Jaskowski, the best human resources leader on the planet and the universe. Thank you for joining me this weekend, and I can't wait to do a little roasting with you at your upcoming retirement parties. I got a lot of good stories. I just shared this one or two today. But anyway, thanks for all your accomplishments in New Hampshire and for Delta Dental as well.
And thank you, Tom. And as you taught me and everybody else in the company, if we take care of our employees, they'll take care of our customers. And that's
exactly
really what it's about.
You take care of your people, the profits, and everything else take care of itself.
Thank you for listening to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Be sure to tune in next time.